best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little
okay.
Sleepy, but fine.
Right, well, wake up. time to work. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing. It looks like there's a new in business credit she requested for you, so I'm going to apply that to try to get the rate down. But did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing on Google or how it works?
I kind of get the basics of it. Like, it's like kind of like SEO. You're just bumping my thing. Well, I don't really have anything up. I am, like, kind of newer to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling her I'd be Angie service. And I'd definitely be willing to try out, you know, that Google spot. Right now, I don't really have, like, an official website now, so I'd have to kind of get that going, I would assume.
Yeah, we'll take care of the site for you. The major benefit to you and the hard part about getting on the first page of Google, it's not so much the cost, it's the availability of the positions. It used to be SEO where you could do this fancy programming over time, you'd get up there. Now it's paid ads. So it's basically just Google. The people who are paying Google end up showing first. So your competitors, it's not like they're better than you. They have a million reviews. It's just they're paying for the advertisement, so they're there.
Good.
Yeah. So the major benefit to you and the reason we were calling you today is because we have availability and you fit the parameters for that handyman category that we're looking to fill. And so, you know, usually a handyman, we could list you for so many different services, it makes it easily profitable, right? It's not just handyman. We can put you up there for like drywall or appliance repair or any of your niche services as well.
Yeah.
But the hard part's just the availability nowadays. They only do three guys at a time for each individual service. So if you look up handyman in Irving, you know, the guys that are up there now, they got a lot more reviews than you. They've been around for a while. But everybody that we work with when we're first starting out, it's all month to month. So when you say like, oh, I'm interested in a trial period, it's always a trial period. We're kind of like trying you out too. You know, if we put you up there and find out later you're a psychopath and you're getting a bunch of bad reviews, we'll tell you to keep your money next month. We'll go a different route.
Yeah.
I've had it happen a few times, you know.
I get pretty good reviews. I go in a few times. I try to make them laugh.
I have no doubt about that one, Charles. Let me tell you something.
Handyman.
Google is very thorough. Google is very thorough about who they put on this list for us to call. So, like, if you had any bad reviews or anything like that, we wouldn't even be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I see everything on here, the 5 stars, Home Advisor by Angie's. Actually, if you could do well with Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll do really good with this because they get their leads from Google anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of trickled down. I kind of know, like, the lead funnel, the basics of it. Honestly, eventually, I'm trying to start to run like, Facebook ads because, like, all the old people are on Facebook.
Interesting you mentioned that. Okay, hold on.
One of my roommates does. He's like an OnlyFans agent, so he runs a lot of ads and stuff.
Okay.
He kind of, he's an online pimp, so he kind of knows that whole.
That's
interesting. That was a lot of people handyman stuff. Like you get a lot.
Yeah, wrong kind of handyman on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh man. Jesus, that's not what I meant. All right. Actually,
the thing is the price right now. I'm still kind of scaling with this. Eventually looking to get more people, all that. But right now, the price is kind of my biggest.
Okay. Well, as I'm talking to you, you know, I'm getting details here, and I think I got the perfect fit for you. And I'll try to make it work from a pricing perspective. I just texted you the pricing page. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you click on that link and then you scroll down, you'll see our Google Partner badge. and then you'll see different packages, and you'll see crazy prices. Don't panic, right? But as you go down, you'll see ones that say local SEO plus Facebook ads. And it was interesting because you just said, hey, I've been looking into Facebook ads, right? So if you scroll all the way down, there's a package called the Platinum in there that has Facebook and it has a custom website design. So we'd be able to get you your site and do the Facebook ads. You're also getting the first page placement on Google, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, it's pretty much an A to Z marketing strategy. It would fill all the holes, so to speak. Oh, God, it sounded like that OnlyFans promotion. but, you know, that package is actually our most popular for starting businesses or, like, newer companies. What I was thinking I could do, though, if you're willing to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis, I could get you this rate, but or not this rate, this package, but I'll apply the new in business credit or new in business rate. It'll drop it down to the essential price of just $299. So it cuts it in half and it'll save you like $300 every month.
And that's for the, you said the essential, the local Platinum SEO.
So you're going to get the Platinum package, but for the essential price of just the $299.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I cut it in half. Usually the Platinum's $599 because a lot of money goes into actually running that Facebook ad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But instead, you'd only pay $299 month to month.
I definitely have to think about it. I'm not an impulse buyer. I'm a real estate agent as well, so I kind of know like the sales thing. You've been doing a great job, honestly. But I need to definitely think about, you know, purchases over a certain amount. I like to sit on them for about a day or two. So, and honestly, my main focus right now is just to not necessarily build my online presence on that, just to like physically just go out and get work done.
Yeah.
I've just been finding the more work I do, the more it just kind of snowballs onto itself, if that makes sense. Doing projects that like might be a little bit out of my reach and going out. Definitely if you could, you know, save my number and give me a call back in like a few days or at the end of the week. Cause I'm really just like starting my week right now, just trying to like, I have jobs later today. I have jobs tomorrow. So sometimes I really don't like worrying about the back end stuff, which would be nice eventually to, put that off to someone. If I'm at the level where I can do that yet, I don't know. Right now I'm paying for Angie's service. I'm going to see how that keeps working. And then I kind of have a number in my head. Once I hit that number in my revenue, I can just kind of, okay, I can, like, take a little time off, set up the website, set up this, that, make it a bit more official. Because right now it's like, really me and my buddy, if I need them, going to people's houses and just, like, I can just fix shit. You know, I'm just fucking, I'm handy. So that's my biggest focus right now, just being honest with you.
Well, it's the first page of Google though, Charles. That's the thing you got to be realistic about. It's like if when you type in handyman, there's only three guys that show. We have one spot open right now. The last time we had an opening was 11 months ago. I don't even think you were a business yet. So it's like the Facebook stuff, the website, all those things are just sweeteners. You could do that at any time. You mentioned it, so I was like, hey, this package would be good. But at the end of the day, if you have the fanciest website in the world and people look up handyman, drywall, painter, TV wall mounting, they don't see your business, you have like 0% chance of getting those jobs. So I know you're saying, hey, over time, I'm going to build up work. This is going to bring in the clients for you. This is going to make it so it's hands off. You don't have to focus on running your Facebook ad, running your Google ad. You got a team of guys back here for $10 a day that are going to make sure that you're up there and you're getting leads consistently, or else we're not getting paid the next month. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, like, I get it. You're like, hey, I can do Facebook whenever. I can build my own website whenever. And you're not wrong about that. You can go back to Angie's List whenever. But if you miss that first page placement on Google, which is the real moneymaker, it could be another 6 months, 11 months before we can revisit the conversation. Somebody has to, like, discontinue their placement in the handyman category or relocate to another area before we can even talk about putting somebody else up there. And it's kind of gridlocked. You got Jayco Handyman Services and Handyman Eddie Services that are kind of eating up the real estate.
Yeah, I see a couple now in my area. I feel like Hank's Handyman. I see Hank's twice.
Yeah, is Hanks, is it a sponsored or like a Google guaranteed?
They're, all the ones I see now are, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
We're talking about listing you next to the map, where it's a, there's a map and then there's three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Google Places, guys. The ones that are doing Google Guarantee is Google's pay-per-lead service. We do that as well. And then the ones that just say sponsored are doing Google Ads, which is pay-per-click. The reason that these ones are so sought after is because you don't pay-per-click and don't pay-per-lead, and they're based off of a pin that Google sends you in the mail, where you get that little red dot on the map there. So this would actually be the most cost-effective way to get you on the first page for your area, or for up to like 30, 40 miles. We could also do a Google ad whenever, but it's going to be a lot more expensive than $299. Those are more like our premier packages that you see up there. And then you could also do Google Guarantee whenever, as long as you can pass the background check for that, right? So I'm not saying that you'll never be able to get your business on Google, but in order to get a spot like this where you're a verified local business that shows up first, you know, you have to have the availability, and then you get contacted by a Google partner like ourselves.
Now, when you say you're a Google partner, does that mean you, it seems like you guys, like your link wasn't Google, you work through Google, with Google, you guys aren't directly Google?
Yeah, Google will never call you, Charles, but if you look up Local Splash, and then you look up Google Building 1, we're right here in Orange County, California, we're the building right next to them.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been in business since 2004. We're actually a direct partner at Google. So a lot of times people will call in to get verified and get these local listings, and Google doesn't actually handle that in-house. They'll send you off to their partners, and then we would do the verification and do the listings for you. Host it, customize it, make sure it's working for you guys so you keep coming back paying Google every month. For like the quality control.
Well, I definitely have to think about it for a little bit. If I miss it, then I think everything for me, I'm a big believer in like fate and destiny. Everything happens for a reason. If I end up going with it, I think it will work good. But I need to think about it. I'm not like a buy on the spot kind of guy. Even if I do lose it, it is what it is. As long as I'm doing jobs, I can make some money. I can pay my rent. I'll be good for the next day.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the call. Yeah, give me a call.
Let me ask you a question. Because I'm going to go down this list, and obviously I know once I hang up with you, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill it. What if I could waive the setup fees on it for you too?
I just don't know right now, honestly. I just need to, like, think about it. How much is the setup fee?
Well, if you go to the pricing page, it's usually $299 with a $299 setup fee. So the initial investment's normally, you know, you're looking at $598.
Yeah, like $600 to start.
Yeah, and then it's usually $299 monthly. If I could get it going $299 out the door, the reason I want to offer that to you is because I see what you're doing now. And I know that if I could get your foot in the door, and if you could pair the $299 you're spending to be on the first page of Google, Facebook, get all your website built, versus spending $299 on Home Advisor by Andy's on leads, there's no way you say, hey, I want to keep using Home Advisor by Andy's for leads. I feel like this will turn into a long-term relationship between you and I with the first page placement. If I could just get your foot in the door, it'll sell itself to you.
What time do you finish today?
I get out of here at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so 6 o'clock your time.
Okay, so give me a call at 5 o'clock or like 3 o'clock your time, okay?
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, as long as they don't fill the spot before then. That's the hard thing, is because Tara and them, they call out.
Sales guys aren't as good as you, and I don't think they will.
Tara's pretty good. There's like 40 of them down there. I went to school for it.
Yeah. Well, I went to school for that. I just learned, like, I feel like nowadays, YouTube University, I get fucking real estate with you. That's a fucking hell in a handbasket. Sometimes you're trying to make someone pay. You think I'm paying $300 a day. I was trying to make someone pay 4 months, first, last security and broker fee. So if your apartment's $4,000, you have to pay $16,000 up front.
Yeah, that's insane. This is one of those things that kind of sells itself. Like, sometimes I have guys like you where it's like, hey, I got to convince them to eat their broccoli as, like, a new business. But then I also have, like, older companies that have heard about it before, and they're like, yeah, sign me up. I'm waiting for this. I'm ready. You know, so it just depends. Sometimes the calls are tough, and other times it's just, like, they just lay down.
Yeah, no, I definitely see the value in what you guys are providing. I'm just kind of just, I mean, a 300, the price does sound really good. I just need like a couple hours to think about it. So if you come back, even if
it'll go a lot further than spending it on leads. What are they charging you for leads right now anyway, for handyman in this area?
That's kind of what I'm like kind of trying to do the math out in my head. It really depends. So like, I was talking to, I forget her name, the lady before you,
Sarah.
But basically, like sometimes, you know, for example, last week I spent $20 on a lead, ended up making $700 that day.
Hell yeah.
So that's great. We love, you know what I mean? We love that. That's golden. Sometimes it's usually the mid bucks, $20. But I had the problem, like the first month I was just where I ran into where I had my leads on. Now I have my leads off and I have like basically a few opportunities instead. So you can read the description because, for example, last month I got charged $180 for a painting job. It was a full house paint job, which I can charge like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for. But they never call me back. So that's just pissing away $100, $80, which like, you know, with that math, that's like, okay, that's pretty much more than half of what it costs to get you going.
Right.
And all that shit. So.
And you wouldn't have to pay for that lead. At all. It's the $299 we keep you up there round the clock on Google. If you get 100 leads, your bill's the same. The same thing with the Facebook advertising. I mean, that one with $299, we would put about $100 directly into Facebook, but I mean.
I know that's a bit more expensive. Like, I know how the ad game works very basically. Like, you definitely have to pay for that. It's like, you figure out your ad spend, your like ROAS or whatever. If it's like, for example, we sold some t-shirts.
But we have professionals in-house that host it for you. Like, they have the Meta partnership. And so they know what to do.
Yeah.
They know how to monitor, like, the analytics. And so they'll come up with a game plan for the handyman in this area. And then they'll utilize that 100. And say, and once it's spent, you, like, go into your tracking system and you can see a breakdown of how many leads you got for that 100 bucks. And then you can decide from there if you want to add more to that budget or not. Right? That's why I told you, I'm like, I'm trying to get you the bare bones minimum just to get your foot in the door. Because once your foot's in the door and then you see all that stuff, it's a different ball game.
I see. And then how do you guys get the 617 number? That's a pretty smart touch there.
It's voiced over internet. So we're calling you through Google on a computer or a PC.
I see. No, it's just funny because that's my area code. Because in real estate, my boss would always say, like, if you don't have a 617 number and you're working in Boston, like, you're fired. Because, like, if you get a call from a random area code, but if you get a call from your own area code, you're more likely to pick up just like I was.
Oh, I think it automatically does that.
Yeah. No, that makes it fucking Google. It better do that shit.
Yeah. It probably helps with the connectivity on the Terra side.
Oh, 100%.
The dialer.
Yeah.
Google's partnering with Salesforce, like, too, so they get leads like that, too.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely makes sense what you're saying. Where would I – let's say I said yes. What would be the next steps right now, and what would be the setup and turnaround time?
It'd be quick. Like, I would only need a couple minutes just to create your Google business profile, and then I'll submit it to Google for the verification. And they'll start the verification process right away. So they'll send that pin to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number we need off the back of it when it comes in the mail. And then we'll do an interview with you either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you. And they'll go into the details as far as like which keywords you want to be listed for, the areas you want to target. We'll get the domain name purchased, get an idea on how you want the website to look. It's usually about a 45-minute call that they'll walk you through there. And then once we have the verification done and the client interview done, so we know what your game plan is, you know, quick turnaround time. You could start getting leads from Facebook, you know, in a couple of days, honestly.
And then how would the payment work? So would I pay right now? Would I pay when it's all set up?
Oh, yeah. I would secure it now and take the listing off the board, and then your next bill wouldn't be due until April 17th if you decide to continue. Which I'm sure you will, but we send everything in writing too. Like, I would send you a receipt, the Google verification form for you to fill out, you know, a full outline of the agreement to sign off on, and then you also get your username and password right now for your tracking system. So we have an app and a dashboard. You could actually log in and keep track of all your leads and everything we're generating from all platforms.
So I'm just thinking right here. So
take your time. It's a big decision for a lot of businesses, you know. It's like a make or break for a lot of companies. That's why I was like, maybe I'm just not making it make sense to them, because like most business owners, they kind of look at, let me get my website built, let me do all these things before we launch. It feels like you're doing it the other way around. We'll get you there though. You know, a lot of times I find companies, they already have their website, they already have Facebook, they just need like the ads, they need the placement on Google to get it going. We're going to be able to knock all that out at the same time for you. So it actually makes it more valuable.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I'm always sketched out by like online scams and stuff. I did a little Googling, but you know, you never really know nowadays. It's a little bit weird getting my information out.
You see our business phone number? It's the same number that I'm texting you on right now. That 877-635-6225. It's actually our company line. We have a 20-year track record. We're not like some new company. And there's thousands of reviews on us online. I've been here 12 years myself, put it that way.
12 years? Shit, how old are you? You sound young.
I'm 32. I started when I was 20. Yeah, I know. I can't believe I've been here that long, too, but paid good. Kind of mandatory to live out in California.
You like it in California?
I'm from California, though. Like, I grew up in Huntington Beach. So, I mean, yeah, I've lived by the ocean my whole life. It's always really good weather. And I always think, oh, it sucks because we got to pay so much in taxes. But anytime I go anywhere else, I'm like, yeah, this isn't it. This isn't home.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's just there's a lot of crazy people, though. Like, where I live in Orange County, it's predominantly red, but, like, the rest of California is, like, really blue. So, it's like you go up in, if you go to L.A., you get, like, some crazy people, weird ideologies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I lived in L.A. for a month, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Wild out there.
Row. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. I hate going out there. I took my wife to Universal Studios last Monday for her birthday, and she turned 29, and I just took her and my kid, and it was just like, just driving through there, it's just like, oh, man, it's depressing. Where I live is Orange County, like Google Building 1, our building, we're all here in Orange County, so it's like Fountain Valley, Newport Beach, Irvine. You know, it's really nice. Huntington Beach. Or like the beach cities, like an hour away from L.A.
That's not bad. Yeah, no, California is definitely beautiful. Definitely beautiful. I did the highway from L.A. to
San Fran.
And then I went to Lake Tahoe and took some mushrooms and swam in like.
Just flip that in there. You're a character, man. You cracking me up. First talk about your buddy and then you talk about mushrooms. Earlier you said it like, is this some SEO shit? I was like, what? Man, this guy's something else.
I try to keep it funny.
So I'll be your account lead, though, Charles. There's going to be a team of guys. Like, I sent you my direct number and extension, but there's going to be a team of guys that will help me with fulfillment. But if you want something done quickly, I could tell you're kind of a straight shooter, too. You don't want to have to worry about what you say. I'm your guy. Yeah, like, you could totally, if you need something done quick or you just want to shoot straight on it, you know, I'd be the one you talk to. But I'm not going to be the only one doing the work, right? Like, I have a graphic design team that's going to focus on your website. I got meta technicians that are going to focus on your Facebook ads, getting that up and running. So, you know, we have a group of guys here that will make sure that your business is successful in getting those leads, because our relationship with you is going to be based on that. If you're not getting paid and your business isn't doing well, then we're not going to get paid at the end of the day. That's why I was telling you at the beginning of the call, it's a trial for everybody we work with. You're trying us out, we're trying you out.
And then let's say I pay the $300 today, and you said, let's say we should be getting leads and jobs by, let's say this time Monday next week, give us a 7-day grace period. Would the billing, first of all, I'm assuming it would be on the same day of the next month.
Yeah.
And then let's say I hate the service so much. I understand I can't get my $300 back, but I don't want to continue. Would there be a way for me to just say, hey, that's it, we go our separate ways?
Yeah.
Obviously, I hope that's not.
Yeah, you're always thinking worst case scenario, and that's good. That's why I was telling you, we send you everything in writing. So like right now, if I create your account, process it, it's going to automatically send this full agreement in writing that you're getting the platinum package for $299 month to month. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. We just part ways with you, stop doing the optimization. You still keep your Google business profile. People will still be able to look you up, see a Google verified business with all your reviews, your website. That stuff will still be findable. We don't go delete the content. We just stop doing the optimization. So simply, if they go look up Handyman, they won't be able to see you anymore. But, you know, still, you got to think long-term benefits too. It's still going to be long-term beneficial to your company, even if you just do it for a couple of months, because they'll be able to look you up and see you're a real company. Like even leads that are finding you on Home Advisor by Angie's, they probably want to go look you up just like, hey, you said right now, I'm a little leery about online stuff. Let me go ahead and Google you. Right now, your customers can't Google you. You know, they don't have a website to look at. They don't have your Google reviews to look at. They just have whatever Home Advisor tells them, and they're not going to be differentiating you from any other guy that's on that list. You know, so basically the people that you're getting on Home Advisor are going to say, hey, these are all trusted handyman by Home Advisor. Let me pick the cheapest guy. You know, and that doesn't build any value for your company long term. And if you cancel those guys, all that work that you've done on there is gone. Your 6-5-star reviews that you built up right now, all that stuff disappears. So, I know it's kind of a tangent, but yeah, you can leave it anytime, the short term. There's no penalties or anything like that.
And I had another question. I completely just slipped my mind. I think it was a good one. Give me 1 minute to rewrap my brain.
Yeah, take your time.
What was it? So you said, you guys have been in business how many years now, huh?
20, yeah. We started December of 2024. So we just had the 2004.
I see. So it's just kind of 19, 20, like just on that kind of stuff right there.
Well, it's almost 20. We're working on 21. So it started December of 2004, and then we have the 20-year anniversary in December 2024.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So over 20 years already.
And then is there ever any, like, hidden fees? Let's say I stop up during today. Will ever just go up overnight?
No. I waived your setup fee, and then, you're grandfathered in at the $299 rate for as long as you're with us.
Yep. And then let's say I really like it and I want to go with the next package.
Call me. You got my number. We'll sit down. We'll go over it with a game plan. We're not just going to guess and throw money at the wall. We'll go, hey, you know, you got this out of the 100 you spent on Facebook. If you want to go more into that, Yelp, Yellow Pages. If you want to grow into Google Guarantee and do pay per lead, we could do that too. But you got to have, you got to be verified and have at least 5 reviews on a Google business profile before we can even offer that. But, Yeah. We could definitely grow you, but it's going to be a strategy. We're not just going to say, hey, let's go ahead and do this and throw money at the wall and see what sticks. You know, we'll have data from what we're doing here with the $299.
How would the Facebook ads work with the Facebook ads? Would I be making a video? Because I actually like make videos for my friends right now. They sell a bunch of salt on like TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
Like make videos and would it be like I would make the video or like it would just be like a shitty like picture or something? Cause I know those ads don't do as good.
Whatever I send, you would make. And remarketing ads are what they focus on. Those ones for a service based business like yourself, where you're going to them, providing a home service. So usually it's search ads and then remarketing ads, which are like the pop ups for people who have looked up the services in the past. You can attach a video to it if you want. You can make it 30 seconds. I think a minute is like the maximum, but it's usually about 30 seconds. You can make it and send it in, and we could use that on the ads if you want to do it that way. But usually we don't make a video And then use that as the ad. It's usually like pictures and a slide and then the call now, you know, with a promotion.
Personally, because nowadays, like, everything is, like, I live with a bunch of influencers. Like, everything is video.
Well, I mean, the remarketing helps.
In terms of ads, what do you mean by remarketing?
So it's a remarketing campaign on Facebook. So anytime somebody's like looked up a service that you provide, let's say in the last 24 hours, you ever get that feeling you on Facebook and then all of a sudden something's popping up that you were just talking about? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're definitely listening. So that's what the remarketing ads are though. It's like it picks up either a voice search or an active search in the last 24, 48 hours and then you'll pop up to them.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I always think if you have, like, a funny ad where it's, you know, my face, say, hey, you know, XYZ, I think that goes a long way. Just adds that, like in sales, obviously, no, like, trust. But against, like, know you. The other guy has a picture of some Mexican dude doing work. I'm like, I don't know. It might not work, but hopefully.
Yeah, we won't do that. Any of the ads, they actually send them to you through your app or via text, and then you have to give us, like, the go-ahead before they actually run the ad. So you'll get a chance to, like, say yay or nay on it. They're not just going to randomly put something up there without your consent.
Sorry, I'm just checking on something right now.
All good.
And, what was my question? I had a good question. This is bad. I mean, let's just do it because I spent $180 on lead that didn't even work, so I'm kind of bit annoyed about that. So
I'm telling you, if you could pair it to that, I can't tell you how many guys I've had make the switch from Home Advisor or Angie's to being on the first page of Google, and they love it. They turn into long-term clients, like, every time. That's why I'm like, let me get your foot in the door. I'll even waive the setup fee. That's usually the money that I make when I create the account, so I'm not even going to make anything off setting it up. But I'm like, man, if it turns into a long-term deal and you make it to, like, 3-6 months out, they'll give me some residual kickback. So I'm kind of investing in this working out for you, too.
Yeah.
All right. What's your last name, Charles?
Kamara. My name is always tricky. It's always tricky when I'm setting up shit like this. Kamara. I have, like, C-A-M-A-R-A, like camera with no E. C-A-M-A-R-A.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, Camaro with an A at the end.
No, it's, and then I have two first names, so Mange and Charles. My family wanted me to have an African name and an American name, so I got two first names. So always gets tricky when I'm signing up for shit.
Your parents wanted a what name?
African name and an American name.
Askin?
African.
Oh, African. Okay. I was like, you don't sound African at all.
No, my dad's African. My dad's dark as hell.
Okay.
I'm half an African. Yeah, I'm half African and half Armenian, so I'm like Kanye West kids, but without all the money and all the money.
That's funny. Okay, so how do I spell the other name just for your invoice, so that way you could write it off later because this is a business expense. So.
Yeah, Mange, M-A-N-G-E.
M-A-N-G-E. And then it's like hyphen Charles, or just put Mange?
Charles. Kamara. Mungay and then Charles Kamara. Charles can be middle name, that's fine.
Okay, I'll put the quotations in there, so that way they always call you Charles and they know it's like a nickname, but your legal name.
I just go by Charles the business. I usually go by Mungay with all my close friends, but Charles is just easier. A lot of times you go talk to a girl at the bar, you say, oh, my name's Charles. Saves you like 50 words of explanation.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you do that though, because my middle name is John. And my first name is Jazwan. And so I have the same kind of issue that you have, where they just always mess up my first name. But if you look me up, like if you look up Jazwan John Hill or Jazwan Hill, you'll see me with like all the Google stuff. And then I'm also mixed too. So my dad's black and my mom's white. So I'm half and half. Ironically.
Yes.
So we're a couple mixed guys here. What's your business email address though, where I could send everything in writing?
Just send it to my regular one right now. Munge Charles Kamara. So my whole name, main Charles Kamara at gmail.com for you.
Charles Kamara at gmail.com. What a unique man.
You got Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jazz actually on Instagram. So it's Jazz _ and then BOOBOO. My mom used to call
Jazz
me Boo. No, J-A-Z-Z.
Jazz.
Yeah. That's it. Yep.
Oh, yep. Little hat. Light skin motherfucker over here.
Yep. That's me. Looks way different than my work photos, though. Yeah. Send me an ad. I could add you right here. I got my phone. Oh, there it is. Oh, wow. Dang, dude, you're a gym rat, too. Oh, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I used to run D1 track in Boston.
Oh, man. I just added you. If you scroll down a little bit, I run marathons. You can see I did some marathons down there. I'm a gym rat, too. I play golf and just go to the gym, like, a lot.
What's your best time?
For my marathon?
Yeah, I ran a half at 128. I'm trying to run a... If I run my first marathon, I want to run sub-3.
I actually just did a half on March 2nd. Let me go in here. I think I got a 137 on my half. Yeah, it was like 130. It was like a 7:24 pace. And then I did my marathon was 3:40, and I did another one 3:48. I'm actually going to do the OC marathon on May 4th.
Where OC, Oklahoma City?
No, Orange County, California.
Oh,
down here.
Okay, guys, fuck is OC.
Yeah. Here, this is the, I'll send you the link right here. Yeah, I did it 137, or 136.32. It was like a 7:22 average pace for my half that I ran last month.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Got my wife and kid on there. Man, you're definitely, that's funny. If you ever want to come out to SoCal, send me a message. Yeah, I'll show you around. Orange County's awesome. You'll love it out here. You just run down the beach.
Yeah, I got some family out there. You live in San Francisco, San Diego?
It's Orange County, so it's like between LA and San Diego. It's all the beach cities right there. Really nice area. Newport Beach is actually like known for being like the most expensive place to live in the country. It's like notorious for that.
Most expensive?
Yeah, Newport Beach is known for like, that's where all the rich people live. Like Kobe used to live over here.
Yeah. Before they killed him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he actually flew out of John Wayne Airport, and I could see that airport from our offices like the day he passed away. He used to have a private helicopter right at this airport, like right next to the Google headquarters.
That's crazy.
I found this address for you, this 7246 Beranger Drive. Can you receive mail there for your Google PIN verification?
Yeah, that's the address, yeah.
Okay.
And that's this. My other question is, like, there's no, like, business address. And I already have, like...
I can hide it. Oh, yeah, you have a have registered there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
But I can unregister it, that word, because I don't want it to be registered here, because this is where we live, and I don't want people coming to my house.
Yeah,
I have another
Grisby LLC?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bakery?
You like Rice Krispie Treat?
I don't know, man. The way you talk sometimes, I question those.
Nah,
I don't do that.
Yeah, okay. No drug. Just protein.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like super pro sobriety. You'll see out there. I'm like, Jim, none of that. But yeah, I mean, before a long run, you know, that's like good fuel. Or before you work out, it's a great.
Yeah,
a great
exactly.
Fuel source.
So yeah, so I was just like after. I mean, if you're anti drugs, I was just smoking weed after work one day, and I was having like a shitty day, and then I was eating a Rice Krispie treat, and I was like, huh, this is really good. And I eat these like not that much, but I know a lot of people eat them before they go to the gym. But I was like, it has no protein. I was reading the nutrition. I'm like, if you just add protein. It was like, so I just basically made them out of protein. They taste really good. And then I'm working on that company, but I kind of need to make more money to really get that off. So that's why I'm kind of doing this right now.
Yeah, focus on the handyman stuff. It'll make you a lot more than that. Because that's just like, how many sales do you need in order to make profit with that versus as a handyman, you know, you can get one job. It's like $700,000 anytime.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because no one wants to work anymore. Like I'm like 24, about to be 25. No one wants to like go work anymore. Like
well,
there's like so many leads.
Not everybody's
going to
be like you or us in the sense of like when you have that fitness mindset like that and you're a gym rat, that's not actually very common. I feel like that's a very common trait with successful people. Like when I go play golf or I meet with these big wig business guys, they're usually like gym rats like us. It's not usually like the fat lazy people. It's the guys, it's the guys that want to work and are okay with working. Like, okay, if I get, 10 leads today and I work through those 10 leads, you look at it as like 10 reps. I know I'm going to convert at least one, you know, to get that set going. And so you have a different kind of mindset, you know?
I do the same thing. One of my roommates has like a lot of real estate and, I help him find deals. So I basically just call for him. I was a real estate agent. I know what I'm doing. Basically, just calling. Like, if I close, I'll get 1%. So, for example, last month I found him a deal, $800,000. We get $8,000. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, same thing.
It.
Like you just said, you just got to call. It's reps. It's just reps. You just got to call, and then that one will
like,
hit.
Okay, if I get through 100 of them, one of them's bound to hit, and there's $8,000. You know? So it's like, okay, let me get it through like 100 a day and try to. You know. But
all right, so
I'm gonna hide this address. I put in the request already while we were talking to uplift the verification for the Chris Brisby LLC. So we'll get that fixed for you. We'll just need your cooperation on it. And then how do you want the hours of operation listed for Two Guys Home Services?
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. Really doesn't matter that one. I can take calls whenever if I can't figure message or attack.
Okay. I'll go 8 to 6 and then I could put like emergency services available. So that way if they call you after 6, you could charge a little extra.
Exactly. Yeah. I really wouldn't mind that.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Like,
sorry.
Monday, put every day, Monday through Sunday, because I think that makes me look better than everyone else because I'm more I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you have to hash it out with them and schedule it for later, you always can.
Yeah, because I'm pretty free right now. I work at a restaurant, but I'm kind of transitioning out of that.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of money here. And
it's tougher to do things that way. My lady works at a restaurant and only like a couple days a week. I try to get her not to, but she's from El Salvador originally, so she likes to hang out with all her her friends that speak Spanish and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know it's hard to make a lot of money over there. I mean, sometimes the tips are good, but... most part.
You're waiting on other people. That's why, like, even, like, me doing real estate and sales, that was good, but then I have to, like, you know, someone else has to buy for me to make money, and you can make a shit ton of money in sales, but I just like having, like, the thing, I show to a place, I build something, and then I get paid, and, you know, pay where you live, so.
I get that question all the time, like, through social media, or I play golf a lot, and they're like, you know, what do you do? Like, how are you out here right now? Like, all the time.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like,
I'm
in sales.
I'm paying,
and like, what do you sell?
If I'm
like,
paying
Google ads.
If I'm paying $300 a month, I'm assuming you get a portion of that every month. So you're just trying to build up as many as you can. You probably get some kind of commission.
I've signed up over 2,000 guys in the last 12 years. So over 2,000 businesses.
Yeah.
So it's average like one or two a day. On average, but I also went through like a period of like, just entry level, was only getting hourly, no kind of residual. It took me like 4 or 5 years to get to the point of being able to collect the residuals on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about sales. I only did real estate. I'm 25. I only did it for 2 years in Boston. Like, if I stayed, I know I was kind of getting to the point where I'm like, okay,
didn't really start like cranking out volume, and I was like, I didn't want to be stuck, but it seems like with this job, you can kind of do it from anywhere, which is nice.
The cool thing about this is, like, if you're focused on other things throughout the day, you can always go back to the app, and the app will have, like, a pipeline of the leads. So you could always, like, follow up with them. It's never going to be at a point where you're just stagnant. It's, like, constantly selling for you, even when you're focused on other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not having to get charged for the leads. Like, Home Advisor, if you're busy doing something else, they send you that $180 lead. You get charged the $180 by the time you go follow up with the guy, it's too late. He already talked to somebody else. And then they're like, oh, well, you know, it's your fault. They try to make it like it's your fault. So it's like, for you, this is going to be ideal. So, all right. Sorry. I got your account set up. What would be the best time to do your client interview with you?
Later today or tonight or something would be fine.
Okay. Well, you tell me. So the role changes. Now we work for you. So we have slots available, like 11, or, well, that'd be too soon. So I could go 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I have a 3 to 4, a 4 to 5 today.
Yeah, do the 12 to 1 should be fine. How long does it usually take?
It's about 30 to 45 minutes. It's pretty quick. It's going to be with a separate rep in our company, but they have like set questions that they're supposed to ask you that's just focused on keywords, website setup, Google verification, things like that. I've already notated the account a lot too, so pretty easy.
Yeah. I like the Angie's thing, but I think stacking it with the Google is going to be, so then I can really take the jobs I want to take.
You're going to leave Angie after like a month or two of this, watch. By the end of month two, you won't be buying leads anymore.
That wouldn't be bad at all. Okay, I just got one. It's like I just paid $20. It's a TV mounting job, and I'll charge $150. So after everything, and it's an urban too, I'll make $130 for less than an hour of work, which I'm good with that. Like, yeah, that's not bad. But if I get to take $20 more, like, you know, why not? Because sometimes these will get you in the weeds. Especially if it's like for a bigger painting job, I realize it's in real estate, like it would be a lot better if I was calling you and saying, please help me set up ads. I need help setting up ads versus you trying to call me and sell me, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
You're a smart guy. So like the math is going to make sense to you right away. Like if you put $299 into leads, it could be one or two leads and it's gone. And the only way to get more leads is spend more money. With this, $299 covers you for the entire month. So it's like if you're getting 100 leads, your bill's the same. So we're not charging you based on that. Home Advisor by Angie's, they use Google advertising like this to get the leads that they sell to you. And the way they're able to make their money back from that $299 is they'll sell you those leads for like $180, but it'll go to like five guys. Now they just turn their $299 or $599 or, I mean, that's hypothetical. They really do it all over the country.
Yeah,
they pay like $8 million a month for it, but, you know, this is
true. Angie's does Home.
Yeah, they pay Google $8 million a month, Angie's.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. I'm like, they're doing it. Obviously, they know that there's leads there, but then they're taking the lead, and they go, if I sell this lead for $100 to five people, I just got $500. That's their business model.
Yeah. They're probably doing it more than that, because I'm realizing with some of the leads, like, most of them I get, because a lot of the smaller ones, I guess, people don't want to do. I guess when we set up, I kind of know the keywords now I'm thinking of for Google search, like TV mount, you know what I mean? Like, some of them, like TV, like no one does that really. Like, at least from what I've seen, people are like furniture building. Like, I'm like building people's IKEA furniture for like $300. I'm like, this shit's like fucking lifeless. That. I'm like, you guys are fucking lazy. And they'll be sitting.
Not everybody be like you, man. You got to understand that that's a commodity. I walk around my office, there's a lot of smart people, but then they look at me like, what the heck? Like, this guy, I could bench 315 or I could run a marathon. So they're just, you know, for me, I look like an alien to them. And all they have is, like, the mindset. So I get it. I would use my mind to work a lot of the time. But to have an able-bodied person, not everybody's able-bodied like that. You just feel it because you're young and you got a bunch of testosterone. And you're like, man, these guys are suckers. They're paying $300. Like, the people that you're going out to, they probably can't lift that TV up to save their life. you know what I mean?
No, I understand the TV mount one because I did an 85-inch TV the other day. I'm like, yeah, you could not do that. It was an old cup. I'm like, not a chance. But
then I go to like this young guy's house and I build a piece of furniture. I'm like, he's a young, able-bodied man like me. I'm like, it was funny the whole time. He was just like on the couch the whole time, like just doom scrolling. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's insane.
I've actually, now that you make me think about it, I've actually paid for TV mounting before, and I could have done it myself. It was just my wife and then my son were at home, and it was like, all right, I'm going to be at work all day. I'd rather it just be ready for me when I get home. So I just wrote a check, left it with her, and then came home, and it was done, you know? It happens.
Yeah, a lot of it's convenience, too. It's definitely a convenience thing. A lot of shit I do is just like oh, I don't want to do that. Like, I'd be doing
that. People pay for that. That's pretty much everything that we get paid to do is something that they don't want to do. Like, I see our CEO all the time. He's, like, socially awkward, but guy's a genius. He's, like, super genius, like, freaky smart. But it's like, I know he doesn't want to sit down and have conversations like this. Like, he struggles socially having conversations because his brain he talks like Elon Musk. His brain just works way too fast for his mouth, you know?
A little bit of Asperger's. He's like,
has a hard time relating to people.
Yeah.
Little bit of eye contact, and then he just goes, you know? I have to, like, force him into a conversation, but.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Different. All right, so we're going to do from 12 to 1.
Yep, I already sent you the calendar invite for that. They'll text you 1 hour before, so you get an automated message for that. And then, which should come through here in about 4 minutes. So I just got to secure your first month payment, and then I'll process it. I'll send you all the receipt, everything, while I have you on the line right now.
Okay.
I cannot do an overhead squat like that, man. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get to, like, I mean, the goal bench is, like, 315. I think I could do 225. It's just the way I get it up. I have to, like, do the clean and the jerk. So I might do a separate leg jerk where I, like, put one leg back. I think I'll be able to put a lot more weight up versus just kind of trying to military press it.
How tall are you?
Put it on 5'11". I'm 6 foot with my shoes on.
Yeah, yeah, we're like
I'm not tall.
Yeah, no, we're like the same height. Like, exactly.
I'm like 180. Right now, I weigh myself just as 170. I'm skinny right now.
I'm like 200 something. It's a little harder to stay that lean as you get older.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, bro, my dad is, like, straight out of Africa. Like, they vaccinated him with the same needle as everyone else in the village. I got really lucky, and I also...
This is funny.
So my metabolism, obviously, like, it's going to slow down for sure, but even so, I could eat whatever, I don't eat whatever I want. I actually, like, trained online, too, but, you know, my metabolism is, like, it's very hard for me to gain weight. I can be on a 4,000 calories a day with 200 to 200-300 grams of protein, and I, like, still won't gain weight like someone else would. Like, wow. I basically eat as much like weighs like 250 pounds, and I can't gain weight. And that's just
I'm like 205, but my dad, kind of same thing. We trace their roots back to Ghana, but he actually is from South Central LA. So he's like African American. It's just his roots go back there, but he's just jacked. The guy, he's shorter than me. He's like 5'9", but he's like 240. Even right now at like 62 years old, he's just jacked. Like, he's still chopped up, old guy.
Yeah, my
always
dad's
healthy.
To the gym, but my dad's from Guinea, so like a couple countries north from Ghana. But
yeah.
He's jacked, but it's funny. He has like a gut, but he has a six pack still.
Yeah, that's my dad. Yeah, it sticks out, but it's still
almost,
it looks like pot belly.
Like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my dad, too. You'll see it on there on social media. I'm supposed to see him this weekend, actually. He's just huge. Everybody always tells me that. They're like, how are you so big like that? And I'm like, oh, my dad. I'm like, you run marathons? I'm like, yeah, my body wants to be like 240, 250. The marathons keep me like 205 because I run so much.
I'm the opposite. My body wants to be like 170, maybe one. Like, honestly, my body likes where it's at. I'm like 180 right now. It's like perfect.
Yeah, That's ideal.
I've never been able
to play. I dream about being able to be 190 again. Like, I'm like, oh, man, that'd be nice.
Like, I was state champ, New England champ, All-American in high school for 100
years. I was seeing that. Yeah, I used to play football, and I'd ran track, too. I was actually, I used to do the 100-yard dash all the time, and then I ran a 4.3 in high school. And all the stuff out there on me was just speed. I used to do kick returns, punt returns.
What position?
A wide receiver. Sometimes they would hand the ball off to me, but it was usually wide receiver. And then on defense, they would have me play safety. Yeah, I was thin, though. Like, you look at that stuff back then, I was like 170 in high school, but just really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 165. I really haven't gained much, but you guys do the cardio.
You're still young, though. Yeah, it takes a while. Like, I actually didn't break 200 until, like 3-4 years ago. When my son was born. So I was like 27, 28. And I was just lifting more. Still running a lot, but I was just lifting a lot more. Like, I can move 225 pretty easily now. Now I'm up to 315. But then the cuts start to wear off, you know? You get a bigger appetite. Start putting on some pounds. Yeah. So
yeah,
before
I
would eat whatever
I
wanted. Yeah, when you have a kid.
When you have a kid. No, there's just like, not even if you like,
the
you
dieting
still live
hard.
A very active lifestyle. Not in the dieting, but I heard there's just like some actual like chemical.
Yeah, thing it lowers your testosterone. For sure. I felt it happen. Like the first couple months he was born, I'm like, what the heck, man? I feel like such a wimp. So I just started hitting the weights like heavy just to get my testosterone back up. Doing a lot of squats and stuff.
With being stressed out and having to stay up late and your cortisol spikes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's something like that. From
the sleep messes with your training. It's science. Yeah. It's scientifically proven. You have higher cortisol levels. I started losing some hair. then I could feel the testosterone was down. Like, I was still protective of them, but I could just feel like I was more sensitive. Like, oh, my baby, you know? And then I'd be like, what the heck? I never thought like that before, you know? Sound like a chick. It happens, for sure. I'm growing out of it, though. He's getting to a cool phase right now where he'll be 4 and the end of next month.
Oh, 4? Getting big. Yeah, he's getting big.
Yeah, he's already yelling and throwing stuff. Football.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I was talking to some chick the other night, and she was like, yeah, I'm a speech pathologist, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's, like, different phases of babies, like the babbling phase. And so, yeah, a lot of babies can't, like, they're, like, 2 years old, they still can't. I'm like, that's, like, really bad. So,
yeah. No, my son was like that, actually.
You got a healthy kid.
Yeah, well, he's healthy physically. Yeah, but he was like that. He didn't say dad until he was already, like, 14 months. He was, like, a year, 2 months. So I went, like, the first year of his life, I didn't hear him, like, really speak at all.
Yeah. No, and it's definitely, like, kind of scary to me. I was like, oh, shit, I don't have a lot of kids. I'm like, and my generation's low-key cooked.
Yeah, it's bad because I think it's the tablets and stuff. Because he got so focused on, like, the flashing and all the stimulation.
I definitely agree with that, like, looking at phone. Even if you put a phone in front of a baby.
I was guilty of it. Like, if you look, I took him to all 4 Hawaiian islands. Like, I spoil my family, you know? Because it's just us. It's a small family of 3 of us. But, like, we would get on an airplane, and it's like, dude, you're not going to have a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old on a 6-hour flight and then not give them that tablet. Like, no parent has the will to just sit there, you know what I mean, and just entertain that kid for the entire flight. Like, you need something to give you a break. So, I was guilty of it. I would use it for, like, long car rides only, and then it'd be, like, plane rides only. And then we were traveling so frequently, and then he would start asking for it. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll put some educational stuff on there. So I kind of limited, like, what's on there.
Better. Because it's a tool. It's a hammer. You can build a house. You can smash someone's head in with it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, but I needed that speech pathologist to teach us that. Like, I had to sit down with my wife and, like, actually listen to them and understand, like, okay, you know, I got to regulate this, or to tell her even when I'm at work, like, okay, you got to regulate these things when you're watching him, or else he's going to end up like that. Yeah.
So. Exactly. Yeah, it'd just be like, that is scary. It's definitely scary nowadays. Even myself, I find myself growing sometimes.
Because all the autism levels are so high, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, like,
yeah, I think that's a combination thing. I think that's like the food definitely is a big one. The entertainment, I mean, it's all vaccines. I don't believe in putting like mad shit into like a newborn baby.
Oh yeah, I'm weird.